Dear Cheap Astronomy, what with Mars dust storms? Every Martian year, there are continent-sized dust storms. Not that Mars has continents, but you know what we mean. They're really big dust storms. But some years, those dust storms meld together to produce a PEDE, a planet-encircling dust event. There was one this year in 2018, and there was one back in 2012, and in 2007, and in 2001, which suggests that PEDEs happen every 3 Martian years, remembering that one Martian year is 687 days, which is almost 2 Earth years-ish. There was even a PEDE way back in 1971, when the Mariner 9 probe arrived, becoming the first spacecraft to ever orbit another planet. Although because of the PEDE, it had to wait in orbit for several months before it got a clear view of the surface. But anyway, whether they are PEDEs or just really big dust storms, these events happen once a Martian year, around perihelion, when Mars's elliptical orbit brings it 19% closer to the Sun than when it's at aphelion. The additional solar flux at perihelion heats the surface, which heats the thin carbon dioxide atmosphere nearby, and that heated gas rises. Also, Mars spins nearly as fast as Earth does, so its atmosphere is spun too, and it also undergoes day-to-night heating and cooling, all of which creates winds, just like it does on Earth. And, just like on Earth, those winds move laterally as well as upwards, creating vortices and whirlwinds, all of which work to lift a substantial amount of dust into the sky. Furthermore, Mars's axial tilt of 25 degrees means the poles get sunlit for long periods during its orbit, so at perihelion, a lot of the frozen polar carbon dioxide sublimates, which adds a bit more gas to the atmosphere, and hence a bit more oomph to the whole dust storm process. Why you get big dust storms every Martian year, but you only get a planet-encircling dust event every 3 years, is not fully understood, but might be about the way the dust settles back on the surface after a storm. So maybe the 2 successive years which just have local storms concentrate the dust in a way that then feeds a planet-encircling dust event in the 3rd year, which then disperses all that dust over a much wider area, which resets everything, so for the next 2 years there's only enough concentrated dust for local storms. And it's also worth considering what we think of as normal. So while we might ask why does Mars have all these crazy huge dust storms, we might equally ask why Earth doesn't have them. After all, it's always hotter here, and we've also got way more atmosphere than Mars does, meaning that Earth has all the factors needed to produce vastly denser winds, which are capable of lofting vastly more dust off the surface. And that much is actually true. But what we also have in abundance on Earth is water. Any appreciable amount of moisture in the air means that small particles lofted upwards will quickly clump together to create larger particles that even our denser atmosphere can't keep aloft. And of course, one solid downpour of rain will strip all the dust from the sky in a matter of moments. On the very dry Mars, there is always dust in the air. Most of the dust put up there by the perihelion dust storms does fall back out of the sky, but never all of it, which is why all the probes we've ever landed on the surface look up to see a red sky. Anyhow, if you really needed another reason why it's such a terrible idea to send people on a one-way trip to Mars anytime soon, well, here is another reason. Unless we're going to fly nuclear reactors along with the colonists, the only current solution we have to powering a Martian base is solar power. But we know that every 2 Earth years, there's a real risk of a dust storm that might decimate that electrical power production, And every 6 Earth years, there'll be a planetary-wide event that will definitely decimate that electrical power production. So look, we will get to Mars, one day. Just not right now. There's a whole bunch of stuff we still need to think through. So, pay your taxes, fund your space programs, and inspire your children. That's how we'll get to Mars.